Chapter 13. Dealing with difficult people. The leader's job is managing people, and as we well know, no two people are alike. We also know that some people who are considered steady, dependable, and reliable also have their off days or have situations in their lives which can cause stress, impacting their work performance. We also know that some people are just chronically difficult and are that way no matter what environment or setting they might be in. It is also a truism in my experience and in relation to your staff that the 80-20 principle applies. Around 80% of your time and effort is usually taken up with 20% of your staff. In other words, it is that minority of employees who seem to consume most of your energy and time as a leader. It is therefore important to know how to deal with them. Common characteristics. As mentioned, some of your team members who are seen as stable and reliable may well be difficult at particular times, and this could well be due to life circumstances, for example, relationship issues, family issues, health issues, financial issues, and as such, they generally need some empathy and understanding from you and then some ways to help resolve their issues. This doesn't mean, of course, that you need to fix their issue, but you simply need to give them some space with support and caring to resolve whatever is going on in their life at the time. These are typically short-term issues and can be dealt with in a relatively short time frame. With other team members, their condition is more enduring and long-term, and generally speaking, it may well be a case that you need to eventually ease them out of the business because it is rare for such persons to change, and they simply create poor team morale and a toxic culture. Irrespective, whether the issues are short-term for some staff or longer-term for others, they tend to involve the following. Unreliability. Poor attitude. Non-supportive behaviour. Failure to meet deadlines. Failure to fulfil job responsibilities. Irresponsibility. Need for frequent retraining. Substance or alcohol abuse. Who are the difficult team members? There are a number of particular types who typically cause problems in the workplace. These people are chronically difficult in that they were like this before you met them, and they probably will go on through life the same way. These so-called difficult people are well known, and the ways to handle them are outlined below. Dictator or bully. 1. How do you recognize them? They use their presence, physical and verbal, to intimidate others. They bully and bombard. They put others down. They base their decisions on their personal facts now and not the facts listed in books, libraries, surveys, etc., and they have a need to prove they're right now. 2. What's their basic message? You're in my way. Move over or lay down or I'll blow you away. I count, you don't. Give in to me and I'll pretend we get along. 3. What is your typical automatic self-talk and your feelings when confronted with a bully? What are they mad at me about now? Associated with guilt, unsure, confused. Why do they dislike me so much? Anxiety, self-doubt, hurt. Who do they think they are? I'll show them. Associated with annoyance and anger. What can I do? If I say my piece, we've got World War III, and if I say nothing, I get trampled over. Feelings of helplessness and powerlessness. 4. What not to do. Don't fight, because they always win. Don't take it all personally, because they are all like this with everyone. Don't give in too easily, because you'll be a target in future. Don't put yourself down, cry, or act hurt, and don't avoid them. 5. What do you actually do? 1. Stand up to them by saying things like, in my opinion, or in my judgment, or I'm not sure I agree with you, but tell me more. And number two, call them by name because it equalizes the conversation. Number three, feedback that they are interrupters. Typically, they jump in and cut you off and say something like, excuse me, and call them by name, but you just interrupted me. Don't say, don't interrupt, because it just spurs them on into a fight. And you can also give them feedback. Feedback that they are angry and say, you're feeling angry because. Snipers. Number one, how do you recognize them? They are friendly, but they are critical and usually in the form of a joke. Underneath it all, they are angry. They use sarcasm, stab you with put-downs, digs, and false rumors. They shoot from the cover of humor. Cover is given to them by the victims who pretend nothing is happening and victims who may smile and laugh along with everyone else. They attack from behind and they gang up before attack and try to build allies and marshal the troops. Number two, what is their basic message? I am very clever and skilled, and I'll get you in the end. Don't tangle with me, because I'll bring you down from behind later. I am right, but it costs too much to attack you openly. Pretend you didn't hear me, play my game, and don't make a scene publicly. Be careful about what you say around here, because I'll embarrass you in public. Number three, what is your typical automatic self-talk and your feelings when confronted with a sniper? Maybe they're right. I'm not doing as well. Associated with self-doubt and anxiety. Who in the heck is saying this stuff about me? Anxiety, unsure, confusion, lack of confidence. Who else believes this stuff which is going around? Associated with your feelings of anxiety, uncertainty, insecurity. What can I do to stop this? I don't know where to start. Sense of helplessness and powerlessness. Number four, what not to do. Don't ignore and pretend that it didn't happen, because that's just what they want. Don't agree with them. Don't laugh along with them. And don't wait for them to see reason and change. They will never change. This is what gives them a buzz, so there's no way that they'll change. Number five, what do you actually do? Smoke them out by saying, I thought I just heard you having a go or a shot at me, and I want to know, were you? Note, though, that they will come back with one of three ploys. They'll say, oh, you're too sensitive. Or, can't you take a joke? Or, oh, you're too serious or too intense. You simply come back again and repeat your first statement. I thought I heard you having another go or another shot at me, and like you did before, and I want to know, were you? By this time, they'll really have nowhere to go and realize that their game is up. If they actually decide, though, to have a further dig at you, then simply continue with the repeat statement. This will destroy their game. The know-it-all. How do you recognize them? They roll over you with information, facts, and details. They bombard you. They're absolutely certain they know it all. They always have the right answer. They don't listen, are difficult to persuade once they make a decision, and they speak with a condescending tone because they are superior. Number two, what is their basic message? I am right, you are wrong. Don't disagree with me, or I'll make you look stupid. Don't take me on, because I know all there is to know, and I'll beat you up and dump on you every time. My mind is made up. There is no discussion. Number three, what is your typical automatic self-talk and your feelings when confronted with a know-it-all? Strike. They know too much. I don't know much at all. Associated with feelings of self-doubt and anxiety. They seem so certain that they are right. Maybe I'm wrong after all. Uncertainty, confusion, insecurity. It's no use. I can't get anywhere with them. A sense of despairing, helplessness, powerlessness. Maybe they're right, and I'll just give in and go along. Feelings of despondency and submission. Number 4, what not to do. Don't try to be an expert yourself. It's like a red rag to a bull. Don't put yourself down, because the know-it-all will agree with you. Don't try to outdo them or show them up or embarrass them. They'll collect more facts and ammunition for the next round. And don't be unprepared or unsure. Number 5, what do you actually do? Simply paraphrase and feedback the main points. Use 2 main question types to drill down further. Number 1, I'm not sure I understand. Can you explain it further? Or number 2, use what-if questions to spin out their ideas, plans, or facts. If necessary, go and collect further information and facts. The whiner or complainer. Number 1, how do you recognize them? They whine and complain about everything. They blame others and find fault. They tend to go on and on once they get started. They have a tone of voice that is accusatory because it is someone else's fault, and they look at you to fix it and solve it. They appear powerless and passive. Number 2, what is their basic message? I'm helpless and powerless. You are the one who can fix it, not me. Don't mess this up or I'll complain and whine about you too. Be a nice person and listen to all my problems and woes. Number 3, what is your typical automatic self-talk and your associated feelings when confronted with a whiner? How come I didn't see these issues or problems associated with self-doubt or uncertainty? How can I turn them off and shut them down? Despair, confusion, frustration. Maybe they're right. Maybe the system is a problem. A sense of submission and giving in. How come I have to fix up all these problems associated with self-doubt, annoyance, and some resentment? Number 4, what not to do. Don't agree, evaluate, or reinforce their complaints. Don't defend or apologize for yourself. Don't be their buddy and their dumping ground. Don't try to change them. You only need to cope with them. And don't let them get away without taking responsibility for any solutions. Number 5, what do you actually do? Number 1, actively listen. Number 2, simply paraphrase. Number 3, ask questions. 4, ask for the problems in writing and keep them to deadlines. And 5, learn to cut off the discussion with a statement that sets a time limit. For example, where do you want this discussion to be in 10 minutes' time, when I have to leave? And 6, press for solutions which are time-framed or have a deadline. The exploder or eruptor. Number 1, how do you recognize them? They are very nice and agreeable, and suddenly they explode. They are very scary people. They yell, insult you, and cut you down, and are out of control. And it happens when you least expect it. Number 2, what is their basic message? If I can't get my way, I'll throw a temper tantrum. I feel vulnerable, cornered, frustrated, or threatened. Don't do this to me. Back off and go away. Number 3, what is your typical automatic self-talk and your feelings when confronted with an exploder? What on earth is happening? Sense of confusion, surprise, shock. Oh, wow, I must have really stuffed this up. Self-doubt, insecurity. I'm not going to take this garbage. I'll fix them. Anger and revenge. Oh no, what do I do now? Confusion and anxiety. Number four, what not to do. Don't get furious and fight back. Don't become passive and walk out. Don't walk around them like you're on eggshells. And don't take their explosions personally, because they do this with lots of people. Number five, what do you actually do? One, do nothing. Look them in the eye and wait for them to run down. Two, say in a concerned way, I want to hear what you've got to say, but not this way. Three, find a private place to talk. Four, get the facts about what actually happened. Five, offer concrete help straight away. The naysayer or wet blanket. Number one, how do you recognize them? They say no to everything. Are generally negative, are cup half empty, and they find excuses not to perform or do something. Number two, what is their basic message? I have no power over my life. Others can't be trusted. I always expect the worst and then you won't be disappointed. Don't rely on others because they'll always let you down. Number three, what is your automatic self-talk and your feelings when confronted with a naysayer? Oh no, here we go again. Associated with feelings of annoyance and frustration. Maybe there's an element of truth in what they have to say. Sense of uncertainty, insecurity. Can't they ever say anything positive? Annoyance, anger, resentment. Number four, what not to do. Don't argue with them. They are too fixed in life being negative. Don't agree with them and take on their issues. And don't take it all personally. They are like this with everyone. Number five, what do you actually do? One, come back with a positive or realistic comment of your own. Two, acknowledge their point, but put your own point across. You're probably right, but... Three, ask what the worst outcome might be. Expose their fears and bring it out into the open. And four, be ready to act on your own. It keeps you from being dragged down by them. Chapter 13, Summary. Dealing with difficult people. The leader's job is managing people, and as we well know, no two people are alike. We also know that some people who are considered steady and reliable also have their off days or have situations in their lives which can cause stress impacting their work performance. We also know that some people are just chronically difficult and are that way no matter what environment or setting or workplace they might be in. Common characteristics. Whether the issues are more acute or are more chronic in nature, they probably involve poor attitude or behaviour or both. Who are the difficult team members? These people are chronically difficult in that they were like this before you met them, and they probably will go on through life the same way. These so-called difficult people are well known to all of us. So, how do you easily recognise them, and what are the ways to handle them? These kinds of people can be categorized as follows: the dictator or bully, the sniper, the know-it-all, the whiner or complainer, the exploder or eruptor, and the naysayer or wet blanket.